Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
I stand on the hill, but not for a thrill, for the breath of a fresh kill. And never mind the man who contemplates doing away with license plates. He stands alone anyhow, baking the cookies of discontent by the heat of the laundromat vent. Leaving his soul. And then, like in poetry, I go dot, 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 you know, kind of offset up. Leaving his soul. Parting the waters of the medulla oblongata with John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. You like that one, John Boy? Yeah.
Four chances for you to play a game and win a cool summer prize pack. Well, we got to say good morning. This is the Big Show on the radio. Hi.
Yep.
I'm your flammable host. Flammable.
That sounds about right, actually.
Yeah. You are gaseous.
I've noticed you're more flammable on Mondays
right.
than Fridays.
Yeah,
but okay.
Oh, yeah.
Although you really don't want to smoke around him anytime.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
true.
Wait, but first, what's the word? Infallible. What's the word I'm looking forward to?
I don't know. What do you do? I'll tell you what the word is.
You're a fallible or
no.
You're.
Well, yes. In your case.
It's not flammable. It's not fallible. It's your. You know, there's some word that sounds like that that would be really cool if I could draw it up.
Flamboyant?
No.
Affable?
Affable! Thank you, Martin.
That's not even a word. Affable?
Affable. You're an affable host.
I think that's
an insurance company.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
All right.
So we're going with flammable.
All right. Big Show's on the radio.
Friendly, good nature.
Affable, you put a T in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but affable, and it's A-F-F-A-B-L.
Affable.
Affable.
So good morning, I'm your affable host.
If y'all don't shut up, I'm going to go out of my mind.
All right, well, good, man. It's Friday, we got the air condition cranked. Let's wait for that sun to come up and then really cut loose.
And we're checking for gas leaks in the area.
All right, first prize pack this morning is a Happy Jack prize pack full of dog and cat products. Happy Jack is celebrating 78 years of veterinary products for dogs, cats, and horses. They're available at Better Farm and Garden stores. Of course, Tractor Supply. Always ask for Happy Jack, Pearlwood, on National Bring Your Dog to Work Day, by the way. I got hung up on a word and forgot to tell our national day it's okay to bring your dog to work.
But his affableness saved the day.
All right, dear. Well, let's get you ready for Outburst 3 Dates in History, where we'll get our categories. It was 1949, NBC debuted the first network television Western, Hopalong Cassidy. Starred William Boyd and Edgar Buchanan. Edited theater films had been shown earlier on local New York City television. We always have to think about our retired man, Terry Hansen. We celebrated him earlier this week. His first little hop
in all
Cassidy.
His flammable ways.
All right, it was on this date 1997. After 3 days eluding gamekeepers, an 8-foot, 175-pound alligator named Douglas was finally captured in an Atlanta residential area and adopted by the Wild Adventures Amusement Park in Valdosta. Right. Finally, 02, a drunk driver in Karlskoga, Sweden, didn't notice he had lost a wheel until he was pulled over by the police. The man could not believe he was driving around on just 3 wheels, and he was charged with drunk driving.
This is totally nuts.
Oh, your Swedish accent. All right, well, there you go. There's the three categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS, your toll-free line. We play Outburst next. Shows on the radio with your affable hosts, John Boy and Billy. I had to ask what it actually means, and Billy told me it's kind of easygoing.
Yeah, yeah, kind of
easy
mellow,
to get along
easy
with.
Get along with. Yeah,
friendly,
yeah,
yeah. Easy like, to talk to.
Hey, courteous, yeah. Kind, obedient, yeah. Cheerful, thrifty.
No, that's
clean,
the Boy Scout.
Wow, I don't know.
<those
mixed up. laughs> And also, yeah, the affable also described me, put an L in front of it.
Oh, yeah, that's much better for you.
Laughable. Yeah. All right.
And then you
words.
Put a T in the middle of it for no reason. You get whatever that was that you were talking about a few minutes ago.
Laughable.
All right,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Move on. Our video of the day on National Take Your Dog to Work Day. This dog really loves potato chips. So funny, man. It's quick. You got to watch it a couple of times. You'll want to. It's right there at thebigshow.com. All right, now. Let's get the winning beginning.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Jeffrey from Belle Haven, North Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Jeffrey, what's up? Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hey, good morning, guys, and charming young lady.
Hey, man.
Thank you.
Welcome, Belle Haven. Does that mean safe harbor or beautiful harbor?
Beautiful harbor, I think is kind of what it means.
Yeah, I believe that's what it means, yeah. It's a pretty place.
Man, I know. I love, man. I go by there. I get to spend a little time when I'm headed to Lake Matamuskeet, to do the duck hunting. And I always say that Belle Haven, man, nice spot. That's old. It's one of the oldest cities in America, actually.
Is that right?
Well, Bath is the oldest one in North Carolina, but Belhaven was more or less founded in the 1800s.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Bath. Well, Bath is right in the neighborhood there, eastern North Carolina. Neat stuff, man. Know a lot of y'all listening to us on WSFL, our very first syndicated station back in 1993. How about that?
Miller's in that too. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, good, Jeff. We're glad you made it in here, buddy. Let's get through these categories and get you that Happy Jack prize pack. You ready?
All right. Cool beans.
5 seconds. Three TV westerns, past or present. Ready to go?
Yellowstone, Gunsmoke, and Rawhide.
All right. And now we need three reptiles. Ready to go?
Alligator, crocodile, and rock?
Sure. All right, here we go, Jeffrey. For the win, we need three things with three wheels. Ooh, ready, go.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Tricycle, three-wheeler, and a kid scooter.
Three-wheeler. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it has three wheels. That's what I was asking for. Yeah. Way to think of the simplest things first.
Who are these people?
Jeffrey, you got the Happy Jack prize pack. Head to beautiful Belhaven for you. You hang on for Jackie.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. You all have a great day.
All right, man. You too.
I literally didn't need any of that information. None of it.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Hey, man. Summertime humor with Lipless in about 20 minutes. Wait a minute. Where are you going? Good Friday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Yeah. Calling all. Happy boys.
I was walking down the street on a sunny day. Hubba, 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way. Hey, hey. My little dog Spot got hit by a car. Hubba, 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way. Hey, hey. Forgot all about it for a month and a half. Hubba, 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 hubba. I looked in the drawer and started to laugh. Hubba, 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 hubba. Cause I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way. Hey, hey.
Big Show's on the radio, and here comes Lipless. Morning there, y'all.
Morning, Willie.
Morning, all you intro people. What are you, a Yaki? Am I still your favorite? I didn't check you now. You hang on. You're going to love me even more. I want it.
What?
I think you got her.
Well, all summertime's here again. It's about my favorite season out of all of them. It can be a tad hot sometimes.
It does get hot in the summer.
Yeah, oh, you know, my lips don't touch my talk, and the breeze kind of cools me off a little bit.
The breeze cools me off. Okay.
Anyway, today I brought a buttload of my favorite jokes about summertime.
A buttload of summertime jokes.
All right. Y'all ready? Yeah. The guffaws begin.
What?
Guffaws?
Oh, let the guffaws begin.
Where do sheep spend their summer vacation?
Where do sheep spend their summer vacation? In the Bahamas.
I had somewhere cool because they can't take a sweater off.
Can't take their sweater off.
Where do sharks go on vacation?
Where do sharks go on vacation? Sharks. Finland.
I had pretty much anywhere they want to. What do you get when you cross an elephant with a fish?
What do you get when you cross an elephant, with a fish? Swimming trunks.
I don't know. Look out when it does a cannonball in a pool.
Oh, there you go.
A cannonball in a pool.
All right.
Cannonball. Okay, we're moving on, Ray. This is funny stuff, man. Who's Irish and stays outside all summer long?
Who's Irish and stays outside all summer long? Patio furniture.
I had old skin cancer McGee. What's the best thing to do if you lose your job at the suntan lotion factory?
The best thing to do if you lose your job at the suntan lotion factory, reapply every 30 minutes.
I had, take a good hard look at your life, because you probably could do that. Life coach from there. Why couldn't a little kid get in to see the new pirate movie?
Why couldn't the little kid get in to see the new pirate movie? It was rated R.
I have no idea. That's it.
What'd you have?
I had, it shows too much booty.
It shows too much booty.
Why does a woman never take a summer vacation?
Why does the mummy, never take a summer vacation? Well, he's scared to unwind.
Because
he's dead.
All right, I got a big finish. What's the only time you go while it's red and stop when it turns green?
The only time you go while it's red and stop when it turns green. When you're eating a watermelon.
That's summertime for us. I had when you drunk.
When you're drunk.
Well, that's it for this trip. Till next time, this is your old buddy Liflis saying this is your old buddy Liflis. Y'all have a bitchin' summer.
Have a bitchin' summer.
Good morning. You got the big show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
But, Mama, all I wanted to do was have a lettuce sandwich on gluten bread, a tall glass of buttermilk, and crawl under a bearskin rug. Why do I have to listen to that John Boy person and Billy whoever on that noisy big show? But, Mama...
Good morning. It's a big show on the radio on Friday, June 24th, National Bring Your Dog to Work Day.
Keep it down. Pearl's napping.
And here we are. Start of summer this week. You know something's going on at JD's.
Howdy, friends. Well, it's pretty near the start of summer, and you know what that means. Getting outdoors and aggravating your uppity neighbors with a significantly less than sophisticated lifestyle. And JD's 24-hour drive-thru Pontagon Auto Parts Pharmaceutical Adult Gift Bait and Tackle Discount Cigarette Outlet aims to please with items that's sure to make your summer more fun than throwing M80s at a picture of Nancy Pelosi.
The only mention of waterboarding at that briefing was that it was not being employed.
Yeah, and Papaw's farts smell like roses, you liar. That's right, neighbors, and introducing at every JD's location the recently add-on department just right for the significant female in your life by the name of Slut Up, You Old Lady. I wouldn't lie to you for a lifetime supply of homemade soup, beans, and cornbread. Our JD's professionally trained tattoo artist can accurately place offensive tattoos anywhere on her body, including those inexplainable tramp stamps above her butt cheeks on her lower back, roses on her ankles, butterflies on her boobies, tongue piercings, or the classic pot leaf found on any extremity.
That's gonna look hot, baby.
Plus, our trailer trash designers are professionally trained by the former costume department for Britney Spears and Christine Alligator. We got tank tops, bikini tops, cut-off denim, strappy sandals, water bras, foundation, lip gloss, Skinner tickets, and offensive ball caps, cheap wigs, acne kits, grocery bags, and a wide array of business cards that refer her to a local dentist. And for a limited time only, get a free carton of full-flavor Tahoes with Ever Pedicure. 100s only, please. We got body lotion, camshafts, subwoofers, cell phones, handguns, tire irons, dirty books, fuel cleaners, Tylenol, gas grills, and more illegal copies of Sling Blade on DVD than my high school science teacher, who's in jail for stalking Billy Bob Thornton since 1995.
Bible says two men ought not lay together.
Not funny, ha-ha, funny queer. And come on down this Saturday night at our Piney Flats, Tennessee location to see Justin Joyner, the mustard lover. Watch him drink 4 pints of mustard and relax with a dip of Skoal, an energy drink, and drive the ladies wild with his extraordinary abilities of curing swine flu with the sweat from his armpits. He's revolutionary. So come on down to JD's 24-hour drive-thru Pontagon Auto Parts Pharmaceutical Adult Gift Bait and Tackle Discount Cigarette Outlet. Come visit our new location in West Memphis, Arkansas, next to the I-40 drive-thru pain clinic and well-endowed Razorback Cheerleader Observatory. And you better get there now before President Obama throws him on the bailout list. Do it today!
JD's, JD's, what a Southern boy needs.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. It includes Mount Olive hat, t-shirt, and stainless tumbler, the number one pickle brand in the U.S., making great products since 1926 at the corner of Cucumber and Vine. Click on the banner at thebigshow.com. Hang on, we'll play 14 minutes first. It's Friday. Get the Friday morning song going, boys.
I expect action, and before 11 o'clock tonight.
Mister, you better find yourself another line of work. This one sure don't fit your pistol.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Work.
Hey, man, what are we gonna do, man? We gotta get out of here.
Do you guys have a life? I mean, do you do anything besides this creepy stuff? What do you do for fun?
Oh, no, we don't have fun. We just work. Here's our fun right
work,
now.
Work.
Well, I realize my father makes a lot of money, but you see, he's not giving me any.
Yeah, we get Saturday and Sunday, the time between work and more work. The time when you go out looking for happiness and end up hunched over somebody else's toilet the weekend.
When things are at their darkest, pal, it's a brave man who can kick back and party.
I hate work.
All I need are some tasty waves. Cool buzz. And I'm fine.
Dolly, I'm hot today.
I'm having chest pain.
Work.
I hate work.
I've had enough of this doo-doo.
All right, heart beating, hand sweating, ready to tackle John Boy Jeopardy. Let's review yesterday's question. In case you missed it, according to emergency room records, accidents involving power tools most frequently involve the fingers, but injuries from non-power tools are way more likely to involve this body part.
The foot.
That's it. And fingers, number two. Mm. All right, today's John Boy Jeopardy. Attention, weather nerds. The largest one of these ever recorded was officially documented during a storm at Fort Keogh, Montana. It was 1887, and it measured just over 15 inches wide.
What is a hickey? And they still don't know how it got into the weather report.
What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio. We're rolling through Friday morning, feeling good about it. Video of the day is a funny one. We got a dog that really loves potato chips. Already speeded this up, but no, it's that dog taking care of one chip. National Bring Your Dog to Work Day. Fun with dogs. All right, Dan. Let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's Jeopardy. And now your host. You think that dog loves potato chips? Catch this guy at a cookout sometime.
Yeah.
He's John Boy.
Gain H is 1,000.
And there's almost as many teeth in that video.
Let's say hey to Michael out of Clayton, North Carolina. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, John Boy.
Good morning. Welcome, Mikey. First up, let's see what you got. Largest one of these ever recorded, officially documented at Fort Keogh, Montana in 1887. Measured just over 15 inches wide.
Can I change my answer from what I gave Jackie?
I have not heard your answer, Michael, so you do what you think's right there, buddy.
Well, I'm going to say snowflake.
You say snowflake. All right. Well, let's see.
Southern
is safe. Yes, it is. Oh, Randy, it might have been Googleable.
Oh, I know.
So, Michael, what did you tell Jackie?
I told Jackie hailstone. But hail. Randy,
oh, you? I was wondering, because that's what I just heard Jackie say. All hail.
Mm. Well, tell Randy you don't need Google when you got a wife looking at you going, what are you, stupid?
Perfect. You married a Googler.
I did.
Good work, Michael. Well, we're glad you won this big old Mount Olive Pickle prize pack. You share it with your lovely bride.
I sure will. John Boy, I'm a first caller, and I'd love to give a shout-out.
Okay, you give a shout-out then, Michael.
I'd love to give a shout-out to my wonderful wife, Candy, and my boys, Nathaniel and James. And James is my oldest one. He just turned 17. We love him, and we're proud of him.
Well, happy birthday, James. Appreciate you and yours. Michael, get it out there, boys. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. About 20 minutes away, crack open a brand-new script and get in the Friday Playhouse. Good Friday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Well, man, it was all covered up. We didn't get to an important date in history for the Big Show and Pinkerton Bowden and our own Billy. Well, Lorena Bobbitt did her deal to John Wayne Bobbitt.
Wacky TV.
Yes, that's what happened. And then, as always here on the Big Show, we encapsulate history in our own little way, like with this song.
Everybody kind of know the words, what little bit of words
you
need to know.
Oh, yeah. You're going to sing lead, Billy.
I reckon.
Billy's going to sing lead.
All right.
Billy's going to sing lead.
This is a good key.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't sing in any key. I just, you just jump in there and hang on, as Briscoe Darling used to say.
Can't sing without strings.
Sleeps tonight in the kitchen, the downstairs kitchen. Lorena grabs her knife.
Weenie whack a 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 weenie whack
a weenie whack a weenie whack a weenie whack a weenie whack a weenie whack a the nasty scar, stuffed his rocket into her pocket and drove off in the car. Out the window, the Nissan window, she threw his shuttlecock. Cops came and found the unit and outlined it with chalk.
This looks like a job for Dick Tracy.
In the cooler, the Playmate cooler, they packed it up real tight. The doctor patched it, then reattached it. It still don't work quite right. In the bedroom, the quiet bedroom, the Bobbitt sleeps tonight. In the kitchen, the downstairs kitchen, Lorena grabs her knife.
It's a Big Show on the radio Friday, June the 24th, heading into the last weekend of June already.
All right.
Brand new script, we're all in the playhouse. All right, let's get it ready then, Jacqueline. For the baby. Action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Code of Conduct. As our story opens, Margaret Moran, Dean of Admissions at St. Brushywood University,
is conducting the orientation briefing for new male students.
And finally, gentlemen, a word about the university's code of conduct. The men's and women's dorms are located next door to each other. Please note that the men's dorm is strictly off limits to female students, and the women's dorm is off limits to male students. This policy will be rigidly enforced with no exceptions. Young man, do you have a question?
Yes, ma'am. Don't you think that rule's kind of, you know, old-fashioned?
This is not a social club, sir. It is an institution of higher learning. What you do off campus is your own business. But hanky-panky on all school grounds is a distraction from our educational mission, which will not be tolerated.
Well, what if the students were, like, engaged?
The rules apply regardless of relationship status.
Okay, what if two students got married?
Well, we would offer our sincere congratulations and encourage you to investigate off-campus accommodations.
Really? Do you know how much off-campus housing costs around here?
Yes. It falls into a category we like to call boo-hoo-wah. Rules are rules, gentlemen. No men in the women's dorm. No women in the men's dorm. No exceptions. Violators will be fined $100.
Yikes.
And the fine triples for any second offense to $300. For a third offense, $900, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you can do basic multiplication, you'll see it can get very expensive. So any other questions?
How much for a season pass?
Son of a boy, this kid!
Waka waka. We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Etc. Etc.
Tune in again next really time when we'll hear the crusty old hacker that sells term papers on the internet say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Good morning, everybody, from my Big Show family to yours. Thank you for listening. Your latest news, weather, sports coming up.
Hello. This is Ricky B. Sharp from Alabama. You potlickers are listening to a couple other potlickers known as John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. You know, I ain't just a guest star on the Playhouse and the official mascot for Mr. Runt Populous over at the Pizza Runt. That's just the tip of the iceberg. What's this? Note from John Boy? Keep it short.
Son of a...
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio, Friday, June 24th. And always, the Friday after Father's Day is National Take Your Dog to Work Day. Pearl got her piece of carpet pulled up behind Randy's chair. She's there today. Well, I guess we'll have to have a holiday when we'll make Pearl stay home one day.
That's not carpet. That's my sports coat.
Good stuff. So how about that? Dog Day after Father's Day? Well, those two can meet with this classic Big Show bit. John Boyd Billy, we love the segments you aired about why dogs are better than women and why dogs are better than men so much that we were inspired to write one of our own, Why Dogs Are Better Than Children. We hope you enjoy it. Your Big Show fans in Bremen, Alabama, Tracy and Darren Clark. All right. Why dogs are better than children. Dogs are easy to train. Dog toys are dirt cheap. Dogs don't need an allowance. Dogs are always excited to see you. Dogs don't need a dead gum cell phone. You don't have to worry about your dog coming in at bedtime to tell you they need poster board for a project they have to turn in tomorrow morning.
I heard that one.
You don't have to worry about what your dog is looking at on the internet. You can leave your dog alone in the car to go into the store to shop. Dogs never ask to borrow the car on Saturday night. Dogs don't talk back to you when you discipline them. A dog won't go to the therapist and blame you for everything wrong with their lives. Your dog is never embarrassed to be seen with you in front of their friends. With a dog, the only we you have to worry about is the one they leave on the carpet. A dog will never call you late at night and ask you to bail him out of jail.
Yeah, buddy.
Dogs don't mind if you grab them up by the back of the neck. You don't have to get out in a pouring rain to buy diapers for a brand new puppy. You don't have to worry about taking out a second mortgage to pay for your dog's wedding. With a dog, you never have to worry about meeting your future in-laws. You'll never have to send your dog to rehab.
I don't know.
A dog will never steal money out of your purse and then lie about it when you call them on it.
Aha!
And why dogs are better than kids? College, 4 years, $80,000. Obedience school, 6 weeks, $200. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Coming up, we got the easiest way for you to win on the current events quiz. Take C, get a Live Slow graphic tee and a trucker hat valued at $50. Live Slow is a new lifestyle brand and movement out of Southern Virginia celebrating America's farmers and ranchers. This week's shirt, it's a lifestyle, not a speed. LiveSlow.farm. Or you can go to TheBigShow.com, click on that Live Slow banner, get all the details, see the stuff, support our boys. At Southern Virginia. Good stuff, man. All right, then. We talk about this old John Boy's Wonderful Things of the Week. We're going to go ahead and leave that up for another week. We had a lot of people saying, I love this. The set of bobbleheads depicting four generations of NASCAR's royal family. Had Eric, president of Nashville Speedway, on the Big Show yesterday, racing tonight with the trucks and Xfinity Saturday and the Cup Boys Sunday. Get your tickets and hit Music City if you can this weekend. But anyway, check that out and be sure you register for our petty bobbleheads. It's a good thing. Well, I'm not going to go into it because I could have got some cool stuff from Nashville if I would have not put it up there and let somebody anonymous.
Yeah, I think that's stuff. Illegal.
It sounds like some kind of a sting operation.
I think they call it payola.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing.
I just
kind of validated. These are some wonderful things amidst all the
stuff.
Were
you by any chance wearing a big fake mustache when you had this conversation?
Or was he?
All right. Of course, King Richard. Yeah, one of our favorites. Remember when he was in the studio and y'all say I kind of rubbed off on him and Randy made kind of sport of the interview process.
Was there?
Yeah. You do tend to suck the smart off of people.
Well, let's have fun with this as we continue to honor the Petty family bobbleheads. All right.
All right.
Good morning. Well, Richard, let me see. When did you shave your goatee? Or when did you grow that? I saw you when you had your weekend.
Well, they say you got to finish the race first before you can first be the winner or whatever it is. Anyway.
And you go slower to go faster. But, you know, what kind of animal would you be, like, on a racetrack? Go to the experiences at racetracks, like, around, you know, permanent. But now, when you're going to travel on the road, it'll be the first time in 1st of June. Is that right? I wrote that down.
Well, you can shoot the bird that laid the golden egg, I guess, by giving them too much of what they really want.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget our school.
That's
our
right.
Experience, excuse me. Driving experience.
Richard Petty Driving Experience. It's named after you.
All right.
Hello, Billy.
There are five men on that court at the same time. If the ball goes through the basket more for your team, you win.
That's right.
You know, I should think there are 10 men on the court.
We may need you to come to practice and explain that to our players.
Find a happy place, John.
Yeah, I will. It's in that warm spot I left in the bed. Okay, good.
Yeah, my best tell us that time, Tyler.
Unbelievable.
Have you got credit problems? John Boy and Billy here to remind you that after the races leave town, we will still...
I can't tell them.
John Boy and Billy here to remind you that Apto...
Just, hey, Randall LaJoy, you're listening to John Boy and Billy Racing.
Okay. Hey, this is Randall LaJoy. You guys are listening to John Boy and Billy Racing.
All right, can you throw something in there about us being buddies?
It's the first thing in the morning show.
Oh, who didn't see that one coming?
The big show right here. See us coming.
Hey, is you,
John Boy.
Y'all don't shut up. I'm going to go out of my mind.
You gotta love the king. You ever been in a meeting with him when he slaps both hands on his legs?
He stands up, slaps his thighs, and he's like, okay, boys. And that's how you know it's over.
Actually, his word is, well. Yeah, and then you know the meeting's over.
All right. Well, we didn't get that deal.
Fuzzed up. All right, y'all. Well, let's play this current events quiz. Bentley, what are we dealing with?
A weird way to make extra money this summer.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. Your toll-free line. If you take C, you will win. We play next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good Friday morning. Big Show's on the radio. While we're all about dogs today, the video of the day is this dog really loves potato chips. Let's get one at a time. Fun stuff at thebigshow.com. All right. Pet squad.
Ready?
Ready.
Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current events quiz.
Tennessee.
Yay!
Let's say hey to Shane out of Statesville, North Carolina. Good morning, Shane.
Yes, sir. What's going on the big show?
Hey, man, you are, Shane. You about to win this prize pack. You ready?
Yes, sir. I sure am. I'm going to give my best shot.
All right. Well, let's listen to Biddley.
Well, if you need $2,000 this summer, and I mean really need $2,000, we may have good news for you. A pest control company in Raleigh, North Carolina, is offering $2,000 to someone who is willing to allow the testing of a new cockroach treatment in their home. Actually, several tests. Volunteers will have to agree not to use any other type of pest control chemicals or devices during the month-long test. Oh, and to make sure there's some pests to control, the company's first step in the testing will be to release 100 live cockroaches inside your house. But the president of the pest control company is pretty confident. He says, A, we will keep coming back until the volunteer is satisfied. B, if they want, we'll bring in the company of their choice to back us up. Or C, we're going to finish off more roaches this summer than Tommy Chong on 420.
What you got, Shane?
Well, I tell you what, I'm a gambling man, so I'm going to have to take C, sir.
That's a sure thing, Shane. Let's call him Sure Thing Shane. All right? You got a big old Live Slow prize pack. We're going to get it to you in Statesville, but oh, congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I tell you what, I just want to tell y'all, man, I grew up listening to you guys going to work with my dad, man. You know, old Rayford, Hoyt, and Delbert and everybody. And I tell you what, you guys rock, man.
Oh, man, awesome. Shane, we're glad to have you through the years, buddy. Glad you're still out there kicking. Way to go, man.
Yes, sir.
I was trying to say Budrow. Like Budrow, Budrow. And I know it can sound like a call Shane Budhoe.
Oh, my gosh. I thought it was just me that heard that.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
I
wasn't going to call attention to it. But I'm like,
Way to go, Budhoe. Budrow. Shane been listening all these years. I thought that could pretty much know.
Yeah. Song, but he's got a new nickname now.
Big Shane, call him Bud Rowe. Okay, what do you say? All right, dude, let's catch you up on your news, and I'm going to shut up. Ready, go.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
If you see a faded sign by the side of the road that says 15 miles to the... Me a hot tub, it's as big as a well, and we're heading on down to the love shack. I got the jacuzzi, it seats about 20, so hurry up and bring that hot new honey. Love Shack.
says, stay away, fools. Saddam rules at the love shack.
Well, it's set right smack in the middle of Iraq. It's a funky old shack, and you better stay back. Soldiers on the front porch, snipers in the driveway, missiles in the backyard, coochies in the hot tub. Saddam shack is a little old place where we can get so freaky. Love shack, baby.
Love shack, baby. And then a rubbing daddy needs some loving. Wearing next to nothing, cause it's hot as an oven. The full shack shimmy. The full shack shimmy. The full shack shimmies when cluster bombs start dropping around and around and around. Folks lining up outside just to get down. Freaky little shack! Freaky little shack!
Yeah! Hey, girl, what is going on with your fine self? I mean, you are thick!
Oh, Saddam, you're so crazy!
Hey, where Uday at?
Uday? He getting my car detailed.
Getting my car detailed. Listen to you!
Up in my hot tub, it's as big as a whale, and it's about to set sail! I got a jacuzzi, it seats about 20, so come on and bring that hot new honey.
Saddam shack is a little old place where we can get some food.
That's what I'm talking about.
Love shack, baby.
Love shack, baby.
Like better Uday or Kusay?
I like the daddy.
No, you didn't.
Saddam, he fine.
Yeah, he old too.
Yo.
Oh, Saddam, where you been?
Who needs a cold one?
I do.
Me too.
I'll be right back.
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby.
Hey, did anybody else hear that?
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby.
No, 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 listen. There it is again. Now, don't you hoochies tell me you didn't hear it that time.
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby.
Oh, look, it's the U.S. money.
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby. Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby. Bang, bang.
They're at the door, baby.
Bang, bang.
They're right outside.
Bang, bang.
Oh, man, there's nobody home.
You are so busted.
Love shack, baby, love shack. Love shack,
baby, that's what it's at.
Love shack,
baby, that's what it's at. Dancing and a freaking hugging and a rubbing at the Lord. Yeah.
John Boy and Billy. Morning radio done right.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the Radio, Friday, June the 24th, in 20 minutes, a very special edition of Tatertainment News, Friday edition.
All right.
That's well, be ready, Budrow.
All right, now we're ready for our top 10 list, Billy.
Based on all our experiences lately, today's Big Show top 10 list, the top 10 signs inflation is getting worse. Number 10. You get a pre-declined credit card offer in the mail. Number 9, your boss quit the country club and started playing Mario Golf at home. Number 8, Beverly Hills parents learning their kids' names so they can fire their nanny. Number 7, another truckload of Americans caught sneaking into Mexico. Number 6, ExxonMobil just laid off 25 congressmen. Number 5, first question when you're getting an offer to sell your car, how much gas is in it? Number 4, the 100 grand candy bar changed its name to 150 grand. Number 3, the only things left on the dollar menu at McDonald's, ketchup packs and napkins. Number 2, Angelina Jolie now adopting kids from America. And the number 1 sign, inflation is getting worse. A picture is only worth 400 words.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Good morning. This is Connery, Sean Connery. And you might think that I'm just another sophisticated yet rugged Scottish movie star. And you'd be right. What's my secret? The truth is, I can't start my day without listening to The Big Show with John Boy and Billy. Trust me, they're a lot funnier than Dr. No and Blofeld. Ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
Good Friday morning. We knocking the lid on the final hour of the Friday show, final hour of the broadcast week. But, of course, we'll kick your weekend off with a Saturday edition Big Show first thing on tomorrow. Yeah, I want to tell you, man, to listen to the John Boy and Billy's Late Risers podcast because just the way it is, it's so neat. It's truncated, man, and we have been rolling this morning, started right out the gate. We first got here.
It's the most affable show we've ever done.
Yeah, he said I was learning new words and
creating new ones.
Going on. And depending on what station you listen to, some of the Big Show, you know, will be cut out. And like not every single thing well, you can hear while you're listening to us live.
Because some of them don't love you like we do.
We have a name for them. I think it's similar to Butter Row.
Charlotte, for instance, you listen to some of the things. I mean, what I want to say is you can get every bit of the Big Show that was put out there on the podcast.
Whether you need it or not.
You can get absolutely.
No refunds.
Right. It is absolutely free. Thank you for that, too. Mm-hmm. So the entire Big Show truncated in form where it just goes, sometime I'll go home and listen to it.
Because he's still trying to figure out what happened.
What's happening? What's going on?
Sometimes it makes sense and sometimes it doesn't. So be right there with me. John Mobilla's Late Risers Podcast, wherever you get your podcast, and we got it set up easy for you at thebigshow.com. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a hat, T-shirt, tumbler, and a $25 gas card from Law Tigers. Law Tigers, motorcycle lawyers who ride, representing injured riders for over 2 decades. With Law Tigers, you never ride alone. Go to BigShow.com, click on that Law Tigers banner. Also, LTSturgis.com. Make sure you register for our giveaway to Sturgis Motorcycle Rally coming up in August. Hang on, we'll play for 10 minutes. Well, right now, it's time for Tatertainment News. See what Tater got from the world of entertainment this morning. Uh-oh.
That's what we were thinking it was going
to
be.
Sounds like bottom of the barrel, dude.
We got an Amber Heard video.
She was out there scraping. She was out there scraping the top of the barrel, just in case.
Okay, baby.
Well, you know, the tabloids had all Father's Day stuff, so it was, you know, okay, Nick Cannon got his happy Father's Day from his 20 mothers, and then...
20 mothers?
No, it's not that many, but, you know, just you had to deal with all of that. That was that covered the news this past weekend and into the week was what everybody did and got for Father's Day.
But see, I don't know who Nick Cannon is or why he has 20 mothers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, Nick Cannon, I've talked to you about Nick Cannon before. He's an actor.
He remembers it.
He's an actor who's now like, he's a radio show host. He's also a TV host. He's hosted America's, though, one of those talent shows.
America's something.
One of those shows he did.
You seem to be a little short on the details.
Well, I wasn't planning on talking about Nick, but Nick's got a afternoon talk show. So Nick Cannon, and he was the one last year that he was like, he had babies on board by several different women. It was like one was born, then like 3 months later, another one was born. And then earlier this year, he was like, I think I'm going to have a vasectomy. He was Mariah Carey's husband. Okay. Yeah. So okay. He has two with Mariah Carey.
He was one baby away from getting a free sub.
Yeah.
Kids eat. Yeah. So it was big this Father's Day. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah, the restaurants that have kids eat free Tuesdays like freak when he shows up at the door. Yeah. So I think he's somewhere like five babies, you know, under 6 months old, something along those lines. Uh-huh. It's like that. I'm kind of not really
on the facts. Yeah, well, so are we now. Let's move on.
Right. You cured us of our curiosity.
Superpower. So you guys, we were touching on Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Oh, right. Lord. Mm-hmm. And y'all knew a little bit about the trial, you know, that they came up with a verdict on June 1st.
It's kind of hard not to know about the trial.
So June 1st, the jury deliberated for over 12 hours.
They said, we know. Let's go.
Even the Kardashians are going, this again?
Okay. Oh, well, hey, did you know that now? So the whole defamation thing was because he said he couldn't find work, and you know, he was right. suffering monetarily. Uh-huh. Well, he now has his memorabilia up for sale.
Oh, so Johnny Depp is selling some of his, like, when Johnny Depp's wonderful things.
Maybe you gave him the idea.
But his things are, like, pulling in, like, $81,000.
Right.
Motorcycle he rode in Crybaby, that's, like, on the block for starting at $250,000.
He was going to do Johnny Depp's crap, but then, you know, after what we saw on the trial.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that was good.
High five?
High five. Okay, so.
Did you notice how surprised she sounded?
That was
good.
All right, other celebrities in the court system
just
right now.
Just in time, yeah.
Bill Cosby. Mm-hmm. A jury determined Bill Cosby sexually assaulted Judy Huff in the 70s when she was only 16 years old. So she sued Bill Cosby and was awarded $500,000 in damages.
Okay.
Now, Bill Cosby wasn't in court because he's in jail. And this is a civil suit.
I thought he was out. I thought he was like basically out on medical release.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's walking around. I can't see. And then they let him out, and he walked out and got in the car and drove off.
He got out on a technicality or something.
Something like that.
He's out, but another girl said, I was young.
I wish we had somebody we could ask these questions to.
You know what we need is an entertainment
reporter. We really do.
I just feel like I'm making you all know that you know it. I was just seeing what you knew.
So you're doing this
and
for
I'm
our
agreeing.
Benefit.
Yeah, okay, I'm just, okay. You know, it's
y'all
kind of like a pop quiz.
I'm making her do this. Doggone it.
Hey, did you hear that they saw Amber Heard shopping in TJ Maxx?
No.
Okay. Hey, Vince McMahon, he's also in trouble. Did you hear about that?
No.
Did you?
Yes. What did Vince do?
He's announced that he's stepping down as chairman and CEO of World Wrestling Entertainment amid allegations of misconduct.
And the rest of the world goes, yay!
He's 76 years old, and he's been the wrestling boss, and he is alleged to have paid an ex-employee $3 million in a hush pact after they had an affair.
Okay.
So now the WWE is investigating the allegations, and he has stepped down during this investigation and will cooperate fully. Mm-hmm. And his daughter, Stephanie McMahon, has been named interim CEO and interim chairwoman.
And then if that doesn't work, they'll just settle it in the steel cage.
So we're going to find out
So women are wrestling, NFL, NBA, Wherever y'all go, there you are.
I think it's wherever y'all are.
Meanwhile, wherever men
problems.
Are, everything goes great. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's never any
scandals. All right, so you think it's just a female thing? Well, Joe Exotic. Exotic, who's in jail, I know that. He's
well,
there. He's
that
there.
Is kind of a female thing.
He's still
thing.
There. He's still there. Well, no, he's not.
Okay.
His fiance just dumped him.
The guy that, that we saw on Tiger King that he brought to the...
Yes.
To the place.
No, the guy that he was with was his husband, and he's divorcing him because he got engaged to another guy who's in jail with him.
Oh, well.
See?
And the tiger said, just tell me who you need me to eat.
So the guy in jail has been released, and they say now that he's been released, he had second thoughts about being a prison groom.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So now that he's saying he's got a chance.
And now he gets a choice.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's what TMZ said.
Poor old Joe Exotic.
I hope he's going to be all right.
Elon Musk is being sued by an investor for Dogecoin.
I think it's Dogecoin.
No. Let's go with
Dogecoin.
Dogecoin. Yeah.
Or it could be Doggycoin. I don't know. It's spelled the same way. And
Uh-oh. She's unwinding. Here we go.
The plaintiff is Keith Johnson, and he's accused Elon of operating a pyramid scheme, and also he's upset with how Elon joked about Dogecoin.
Is this the first time you've seen this?
No, yeah. I this is the one I knew best.
Elon joked about the coin, and this guy thinks he hurt the price.
He was
price
an investor, yeah, and he hurt the price. You know this story.
No, I don't. I'm just trying to put it together between your arms and eyes.
He's picking up the pieces that are flying off of you as you spiral down the end.
Again, this is helping you. I'm helping you
that's right,
better
you
your listening
is that
skills.
What you think? Yeah.
And my last story is Paramount Plus.
Wait, yay! Yay!
Like CarMax.
I hold it out. Paramount
May
Plus.
All your underwears be in a wedgie. All right. Paramount Plus released more details for the Yellowstone prequel series starring Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren. Did you know that was going to happen?
No, I did not. And I love that Yellowstone show. All right.
There you go. Good. The show is going further back in time than previously planned, and they will now be known, that show will be known as 1923. They were going to name it 1932 and have it follow the stock market crash, but now they're going to have it follow Prohibition.
All right.
And so this is like, Harrison Ford, who was never going to do TV, is now doing his second TV thing.
How about that? What was the first?
She doesn't know.
She was just thinking he had to have one at some point. Yeah.
Well, I read it, but I didn't write it down, but he did something for Netflix.
Okay. All right. Well, good job, Marcy. Thank you.
Really?
Taylor David News. Absolutely.
Can I take the rest of the morning off?
Just relax.
Awesome.
All right. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play Wordy Word. All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants. Team up. Play next. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio, Friday morning. Our video of the day, this dog really loves potato chips. And this buddy, I had to ask Randy if he sped this up.
I did not.
That's crazy. Check it out, get your good old dog laugh at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They played a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet our contestants. We got Diana from Lawton, Oklahoma. Good morning, Diana.
Hello.
Hello. We got Johnny from Danville, Virginia. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. All right, y'all, welcome. So, Johnny, you're on Team Tater and Randy.
I love playing with Taylor.
Hey.
You're going to have you some fun then. Diana, John Boy and Bill aside. So let me and Diana go for the first 30 seconds then. All right. Diana, are you ready, baby?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's do it then. Start the clock now. Below the number one is...
A two?
No, below one. Nothing.
Well, zero.
Yeah, All right, cut your hair. I don't cut a lot. Just give me a blank.
Trim.
Yeah, all right. An Easter blank where you put eggs in it. An Easter...
Basket.
Yeah, Okay, this is highly dangerous. You take a blank, your daredevil. Blank management in big companies. Boy, that's a toughie right there. All right, man, my bad, Diane. Doggone it, put a three on the board. So let's see what happens with Johnny and Tater for their round one.
You thought that was a tough one. You watch how my partner handles it.
Oh, sure will.
You go, Tater.
Come on, Tater.
Johnny, are you ready?
What is the matter with you?
What?
You ready, Johnny?
I'm ready.
Okay, and go.
It was a board game. It also is a... Don't,
chance?
No, don't take a blank running into that burning building.
Chance?
No, it's like chance, but you blank
risk.
Your life. Yes.
There
you
go.
They call your skin this. Blank and bones. Blank and bones. I made up...
Skin and bones.
Another word, kind of the...
Another word for skin.
Yes.
Had.
Really?
Really? Did you tell him?
Right. No. High five.
Okay. Look at this. A defensive struggle so far here. A one on the board. So Diana leading 3-1.
But she did get risked.
Okay.
I know. It was good. All right. Diana and Billy. Ready, Diana?
Yeah, I'm ready.
And picking up on that last one, go.
Another name for meat. There's a crayon that everybody looks for when they're drawing pictures that's this color, skin color.
Yeah. Peach. No.
Not just like
nude?
You're in the ballpark.
It's your skin.
It's your skin. Or the meat you get off an animal is also called.
Wow! Don't do
the
it.
Spirit is willing, but this is weak. If you know the Bible.
The flesh.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
All righty. Okay. So
why didn't I turn to the Lord earlier?
I know. All right. Good work. So Diana got four. So Johnny and Randy, three will tie and four will win. All right. It's in reach. Are you ready, Johnny?
I don't know.
I know. Well, it's been some toughies. All right, well, let's see what you got. Brand new word. Start the clock now.
You could call it makeup. It's what women put on their cheeks. Or if somebody...
Rouge.
Or if somebody embarrasses you, you went, oh, stop, you're going to make me...
Blush.
Yeah.
Blush.
All right, this is a place for pizza. Pizza what?
Hut.
Yep. Good. All right, so this is a place where you take all your garbage. The town...
Dump.
Tied up. Right, rhymes with it. You do this with a rope.
Jump.
Attaboy.
Yeah,
now
that's
we
it.
Got it.
That's
we
the win
it.
Right there.
I couldn't get a three for flesh. I couldn't.
Well, at least Johnny loves me. So.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I do.
Thank you.
Well, Diana, we came up a little short, baby, but you can try again anytime, all right?
I guess a shout out and my first time caller too.
Okay, you give you a shout out, baby. Then I'm gonna moo you.
Okay. I'd like to give a shout out to my husband Edward.
All right. Hey.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
All right.
She said it. She said, hey.
Okay.
So,
hey. Okay.
So there's that moo we've been hearing about.
That's your line.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a great day in Oklahoma. Appreciate y'all listening. Johnny, look at you up in Danville preparing for your prize pack for your victory tonight, boy.
Oh, I'm glad to hear this.
All right.
I figured I'd go brain dead when I got on here, and I about did. What was that other clue? What was that other word?
Let me see. Flesh.
Was it flesh?
Was it flesh that you?
Flesh. Okay, yeah. The flesh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, I'm so glad we got to relive that. Thank
that was
you.
Fun, wasn't
yeah.
it? Ah, John, hang on.
All right. Thank you.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio, and it's time for the classic bit request of the morning. Brian Robertson writes on the wall, Melvin Purvis for Fleischmann's Yeast. Now, that's a classic. It is Brian, and you got it. Coming up next. Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio. And every weekday about this time, classic bit of the morning by request from you, Big Show listener. This morning, Brian Robertson says Melvin Purvis for Fleischmann's Yeast, the classic. Yeah, going back, so this was Melvin Purvis, the famous G-Man. Melvin Purvis, he had the first burp live on the radio.
Right.
It was a date in history. He was doing a commercial. Odd, but true. Okay. That's this bit. All right. Let's enjoy.
Because with Fleischmann's yeast, all your baked goods will come out of the oven fluffy and delicious. Fleischmann's is the finest yeast on your... Grocer's shelves. Try some today. You won't settle for less. Take it from me, G-Man Melvin Purvis. When you want the finest... yeast, you want Fleischmann's. Go to your favorite store right now and say... make it Fleischmann's yeast for me, because when you pick Fleischmann's, you pick the best. This is G-Man Melvin Purvis signing off.
Wow, a piece of radio history relived right here on The Big Show.
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio for you Friday, June the 24th. And our sports guru, Tom Sorensen, he's on a little summer vacation trip at Hilton Head Island this morning. He's making time for us. That's the way he rolls. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, man. In the summer, just flying along.
It sure is, man. Here we are. And it's only really about, you know, it's just... full like fledged summer this week, you know, a couple days ago. So it's been hot for a while. Or do you have an ocean breeze where you are, Tom?
Theoretically. yeah. There is a breeze, but man, it is so hot. But it's, I like the ocean. This is my favorite place. Your turf kind of Oak Island, Bald Head over that way. Yeah. But we got some neighbors who said, you want to come down? And we said, yes, we do. So,
yeah. That's awesome. So I heard you talking about you. He went to the pier last night and watched little fishing.
Yeah, little fishing is accurate. Sun was going down, and there was some fishermen there, and guy next to me was fighting it. You know when you get something big, he was fighting it, and I wanted to hold on to him, but I don't really like holding on to guys I don't know, or frankly, guys I do know. So I was looking for a fighting chair, and I couldn't find one. But he is fighting it. And after a while, it got so, you ever been in a car with somebody and he'll downshift, he'll change gears, and his head will go flying back. Uh-huh. And none of the other passengers do. He's just putting on a show. This guy hooks a fish, and he's fighting it, and he finally hauls it out of the water. And I thought, it's either a sardine or a minnow. That thing, if he brought it to his partner to have it cleaned, she'd say, well, do you have anything smaller than a toothpick? It was the smallest fish I've ever seen. I wanted to nudge the guy and push him in, but he's pretty big. But he's fighting a minnow or a sardine, man. So he's giving Hilton Head a bad name, I'll tell you that.
You weren't eating mushrooms, were you?
No, not down here.
Well, let's see what else. Oh, Rob Gronkowski, Gronk, he retired again. Was that just this week officially, Tom?
Yeah, just this week officially again. And did you like watching him play?
Yeah, sure did. I like Gronk, sure did.
He had the Gronk spike where it was nothing fancy. He would just take the ball after a touchdown. And he scored more touchdowns than just about anybody. Postseason, man, only one guy ever, Jerry Rice, has scored more playoff touchdowns than he has.
Wow.
But he would take the ball and spike it. And it was like he was having a war against the earth. He'd just throw a fastball into the ground, and that ball would go flying. And it was pretty cool. He just had that big personality. And he was such a good fit with Brady because Brady was kind of tight, and Gronk was kind of loose. But I tell you what, I would not be surprised. You know, Brady quit for, 42 days.
Right.
And I think if Brady goes to Gronkowski and says, man, we are having a rough season. We need you back. Brady's 44. Gronk is 33. I could see him coming back. And, you know, he has all the antics. He has all the fun. He has a Gronk spike. But the thing is, this guy is the greatest tight end ever played football. And if Brady asked for him to come back, I would not be surprised if he does.
Really? All right. Well, that would be something, man, because he sure had a great season last year when he came back. But old Tom, I'm ready to hang it up yet. I keep an eye on that. NBA draft last night. So you just never know who's going to pan out, do you?
Now, you look back and, you know, there's Michael Jordan in the olden days, and he goes number three behind Hakeem and Bowie. And even, you know, 15 years later, here's Steph Curry, and he goes seventh. And that wasn't a shock. I mean, he's coming out of Davidson. He looks like he's 12. But there were two point guards taken in front of him, which now is just unfathomable. I mean, this guy, after the series last week, after they won the championship, he unquestionably is one of the greatest NBA players of all time. We talk about he's one of the greatest NBA. He's the greatest NBA shooter of all time. Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. But he's also one of the greatest players. And, you know, he lasted seventh. And, boy, if teams could redo that draft, man, they would. He would have gone first, of course.
No kidding. And talk about the Charlotte Hornets. We thought we had a coach. Kenny Atkinson, who was assistant coach with Golden State, talking about with Steph's team there, just won a championship. And he accepted the job, and then he decided not to take it. Is that how that went down?
He didn't sign a contract, but he accepted it.
Okay.
And he accepted it, 4 days. He was in. You know, Michael met with him, Michael Jordan, several times, and it was locked in. And he never said why, but he changed his mind. And it could be, you know, he's had like 3 jobs in 3 years. Could be he's tired of moving his family around. But also, Golden State lost its top assistant. He became head coach in Sacramento. So that moves Atkinson into the position where theoretically, when the great Steve Kerr retires, Atkinson will replace him. But I'll tell you, man, to have to go back to Michael Jordan and say, Mike, what's up? Oh, incidentally, I'm not taking the job. And there are only 30 of these jobs in the world, head coach in the NBA. And so you know that Jordan was angry. You know that he was embarrassed. But I'll tell you what, if you're not in all the way, if you are not committed, don't do it. And so I think in that respect, it was a good move all around. Because you got to really want to be able to do it. You got to really commit time, passion, energy, all that. And if it's not there, stay home.
I just hope it's not that he saw something and said, ooh, I'm not going to get into that, you know, because,
yeah. Man, what would it be, do you think? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. You know, the Hornets, I don't know, Jordan kind of has a reputation of kind of being a little cheap. Maybe is that fair to say? And there's something
they offered him $40,000 a year, so I don't really know. Now, I don't know. I don't know what they saw. But, yeah, one of the stories is he looked into the Hornets and he saw something he didn't like. And is it that Michael wants control? I don't know. And he hates to speculate. But I think it is an embarrassment to the organization. But the only good thing to come out of it is they're going to – he didn't want it. And if you don't want it, again, if you're not fully committed, don't do it.
And I just wish that, you know, with Michael Jordan, you know, owning the Hornets, you know, here in the home state and stuff, just won't do good. But doggone it, he just ain't done that well as an owner. I think he's the greatest basketball player of all time, of course. But wish something would just click in and we could get something going, you know?
And it never can. Comes close. And right now they're in the phase where they're always going to be good, but they aren't. Which is not necessarily a good phase to be in because you're not bad enough to get a really high draft choice. But you're not good enough to win a playoff game or even make the playoffs. So they are in a tough position.
I found old scrapbook down in the basement there my wife found, which isn't keeping. And back when it announced that we were going to get an NBA team, and the powers that be in Charlotte wanted to name it the Charlotte Spirit. Do you remember that?
Remember that?
And now I just got, me and Billy, we just got on that so bad. And I was quoted in a bunch of newspapers, a bunch of news, and I would like to take some credit for us not having to go through the years with that name Spirit, because I said, can you imagine a t-shirt that says hunker down, you hairy spirit? It just doesn't work. Remember that, Billy?
I forgot, god, that was 1988. That's funny. Yeah, I remember you were adamant. You made fun of them every day. They gave you something to talk about, really cool, every day.
All right, so maybe let's get back on and get us winning again. I'll come up with some zingers. All right, Tom, and right quick, my favorite team, the Atlanta Braves, coming off a World Series championship, and I know you say that it's the toughest thing to do is repeat World Series winner. What you looking at right now, buddy?
You know, no team has done that for more than two decades. And last season, the Braves were nothing special until they had to be. And then they just went on a tear. This season, they are slumping. They're playing in Arizona. Supposed to sweep, lost the first two games. So they have a meeting. And after the meeting, they went 14 straight. Yeah. And they are playing really well. They're pitching well. They're hitting well. And I just think they have some. And they really are the South's team. Because you look for other Major League Baseball teams around, and there aren't any. They've been Charlotte's team. And I think they have something special going. And I also think they're fun to watch.
Boy, the New York Yankees, this might be their year too, huh? They're doing it up.
Yeah, the New York spirit would not have worked.
All right, Tom, we appreciate you taking time, buddy. You enjoy your beautiful weekend in Hilton Head, South Carolina.
And good, and I will see you guys soon. Hey, I hope everybody has a great weekend, okay?
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. All right, man, let's get it.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits. They're packed with zingers. 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Beat the Heat with John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all, in regular, lemonade, and strawberry and watermelon lemonade flavors. $1 each. Find them right up front at Food Lion, now through Labor Day. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
All right, that's it for the broadcast. Up next, John Boy Miller's Late Risers Podcast. Get it where you get podcasts or thebigshow.com.
Bye, Radio Man.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.